Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and welcome to the, what day is it, Thursday show, yes. Oh, yeah, today is November 2nd. What, we get about, never mind. I was going to tell you how many more days to Christmas, but I have no idea, so if anybody knows how many more days to Christmas, if you got your calendars handy and if you can count, I'll say it would be 28 and 25, 50-something days? I don't know. What's 28 and 25? 53, right? Or 52 days to Christmas. How fun is that, right? Anybody like the holiday season? This is officially the start of the holiday season. I know we're not going to talk about the holiday season. We're going to talk about money, but then, or prosperity. I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you first about it. Then I have some articles on it about how to manifest more money, prosperity into your life. It's kind of the theme this week. And it's a good time of the year to think in terms of, oh, I need more money, I need more prosperity, I need more of this, I need more of that, got a lot of bills coming up, or I got a lot of expenses, I need to manifest more into my life. So it's a good week for that. So we're going to talk about that, let my spirit guides talk to you. I wanted to start the show with a quote. Now, of course, I'm going to take your calls, yes, that's the word, calls, and let my spirit guides talk to you. I do love to channel. So if you have a question about prosperity, so prosperity can be love. I'm going to try to focus on prosperity more than just money, because prosperity is of having an enrichment, being enriched, whatever is of value to you. That's the way I would describe it. So what's of value to you? Is it love? Is it money? Is it health? So when we talk about manifesting money, we can actually frame it into prosperity. We can use the word because prosperity can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And sometimes it's not just money, right? It's not just money. Okay, so that's what we'll get into a little bit today. So what I will do here is I will give you a quote from the Abraham material, which kind of applies to what we're talking about. We'll take your calls. We'll let your ancestors or my spirit guides or whoever you want to get a message from speak to you about whatever topic is going on in your life. And if you want a channeled reading or a channeled session, I like to call them session versus reading. And my spirit guides, the group, would like to talk to you, would like to give you information on whatever's going on in your life. I close my eyes, my nose is, oh, okay, never mind. They would like to help you, and I love to channel for you. You know, people call me for psychic readings, and I do that on a site, but that doesn't really allow me to channel because it takes a little bit more time to dip into it to channel, but I'd rather channel for you than just a regular, what you call psychic reading. It's similar, but with channeling, I get out of the way. I'm really kind of observing, listening. I'm not trying to pay attention for words and to what I hear and pictures. It's just coming right through me. There's no filter from spirit. I'm not filtering at all what's coming to you. So I'd love to do that. So if you're interested in that, my email address is here, my website, and the price, which is $1.20 a minute, minimum is 10 minutes. And I love my spirit guides to talk to you and answer any questions you have about your life and give you guidance and direction. You know, I do come from the premise that if we're looking into your future, you've already created your future. You've already put in motion to create whatever it is, right? So all my spirit guides are telling you is what you're creating. Now, the how part or when part really is a little bit up to you, because you can, let's say, dictate the win, either sooner or later, based on what we'll be talking about today. I have a great article I want to get into you about on manifesting money, but it will just use the word prosperity, on why your past is the key to manifesting money by Shelley Boulard. And Shelley is, it's a great article. I posted it on Facebook if you're interested in reading it, if you're with me on Facebook. She is a marriage and family therapist, love coach. I like that, spiritual teacher, love coach. I like that. She's the author of the ebook, How to Become the Most Attractive Version of Yourself. And so if you want to go there. Now, I will go through her material, and I kind of will let Spirit kind of comment as we do it so that you kind of get a little bit beyond an enriched version of her material. Okay, it's from a couple of years ago. But first, let's get back to what I was going to do. Let's give you the Abraham quote for the day. It's from a workshop in Boston, Massachusetts, October 2nd, 2004. 2004 doesn't seem that long ago, but think about it, it's 13 years ago. My goodness. Really? Okay, so here's the quote for you. Get so fixated on what you want that you drowned out any vibration or reverberation that has anything to do with what you do not want. You know, a friend of mine were talking about that the other day, that certain people in society seem to manifest money, even though you would say they're not really very nice people. You know, they have a lot of bad qualities, right? But this applies to them and anyone. Now, hopefully you're a kind, generous, loving, joyful person who loves other people and is forgiving and forgiving yourself and others, and you have all those love qualities. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to manifest anything. Because as Abraham is saying, get so fixated on what you want, get so focused, so in tune to the energy of what you want, the vibration of what you want, that you drowned out all other vibrations. This is what you want. So if it's money, boom. Relationships, boom. Now we'll talk more about that, because that can get, the word fixation here can get a bit confusing. And so if you want to call in, we can talk a little bit more about what that means to be fixated on something, because it's a little, can be a little tricky sometimes. Because if you're fixated on something in a very negative way, that can cause you a lot of problems, right? A lot of problems. Okay, so back to where we're at, waiting for calls, letting you call in and ask my spirit guides what's going on, help you with this. So right now, what I will do is I will channel them. Sarah is a group of spiritual teachers. And we'll just leave it at that, because they don't like me to get into a whole lot of details and descriptions of what they are. The non-physical entities. Sarah is a group of non-physical entities, and if they want to explain more, they will. Well, that pretty well summarizes who we are. We're just a group of non-physical entities. We've described many times. Some of us have lived on the planet Earth, and some of us haven't. But we're all aware of your conditions. We all have, let's say, a connection to what's going on with you. We're gonna choose this word sympathy, or we relate to, or we understand your condition, and we understand your vibration. And probably that's the best way of describing that. We can all connect with your vibration, and we know where your vibration is at and why your vibration is where it's at. So let's talk about money. Let's talk about prosperity, because that's where we really wanted to focus on, was prosperity, not just money. Because prosperity, as George described, and we'll kind of expand on that a little bit, prosperity is an abundance of whatever you consider to be of value to you. Is it health? Are you prosperous? Are you abundant in health? Do you have a lot? Is your health just amazing? You're athletic? You do all these things? or do you have a lack of health, lack of good health, a lack, are you sickly? So getting prosperity and as into health can be very important to you, obviously, right? You know, dealing with disease could be very important to you. Now, it could be money. Prosperity can be money. Prosperity can be in friendships. We think that's really important, to be prosperous in friendships, people that you identify with, people that are close to you, people that help you to laugh, smile, bring joy into your life, understand who you are, and friends who can be there. As we've been explaining to George lately, you can't do everything yourself. You got a problem, an obstacle in your life, and you have a challenge in your life, and you need to do something. Well, let's just use his example. He's planning on moving, and it seems like an overwhelming task to move. You have all this stuff that you need to move or sell or give away, and it just seems very overwhelming. Now, if you want to do it yourself, fine, but it becomes a real challenge, doesn't it? So what we would say to you is manifest helpers. Be abundant in helpers. Be abundant. Be prosperous in people that want to help you to move, that show you the way to how to do this and how to do that, and are willing to take things off your hands and help you to find the proper vehicle to move your whatever you're going to move. So we would say that to him. You're not going to do it alone. You never do it alone. You're interdependent. And so when you put it out there to the universe, to source energy, that you have this challenge and you need help, help will come to you. But you have to believe that help will come to you. Now, we're talking about prosperity, but we're talking about prosperity of people that will come enrich your life in some way. If it's moving, if it's whatever it is, maybe it's some of the things that you love to do, the hobbies that you love to do, and you need people in your life to learn from and share with. And prosperity, you know, could be those people that come into your life. So we encourage you to think of prosperity in many different ways. It's not just about money. It can be. It could be prosperous in clients, right? That's a good thing. Either they buy or they don't buy, but at least you're prosperous in clients. And the more that you see, the more that come into your life, the greater the prosperity in the sense of money that will come into your life. So think in terms of prosperity is all the different avenues of your life where you're abundant. Your abundance is overflowing. It could be money. It could be relationships. It could be friendship. Relationships and friendships, and those that interesting word or difference in definition between the two words from our perspective. Now, your dictionaries may say something a little different. Relationships are both people that are you really close to. You have a meaningful relationship with somebody. You have a loved-based relationship. It could be your partner in life. It could be somebody that you're seeing and dating. It could be your children. It could be your parents. Now, that's a relationship. From our perspective. Now, you probably have a different word for it, and that's great. We're just not giving George reaching into the vast words in his vocabulary. We don't see another word that's really appropriate other than relationships. You call them loving relationships, divine relationships, significant relationships, all of those words. Now, friendships, you can have a deep and meaningful relationship, but it doesn't necessarily at all friends are going to be a deep, meaningful relationship. Friends could be hinging on acquaintances, somebody that you met, but even people that you've met for a brief period of time, you want to build a little bit of a bridge with that person, a little bit of a connection, because you assist each other in some way. You know, you could say a client of yours is a friend, because you've built a better relationship than just this client-provider situation. You can actually communicate with that person, get to know the person on a more, you know, level of common interests. And that builds that business relationship too, doesn't it? So we're not going to delve into that. But the show's about his show, and our discussion is about prosperity, that you can be prosperous in so many different ways of your life. Now, he selected a great article. And so we want him to do that article because it talks a lot about limitations and belief systems. And you will have accumulated beliefs throughout your life that limit you from prosperity, from a lack of money itself. You have created beliefs or taken on beliefs that will actually limit you from manifesting money in your life. And your beliefs are not in vibrational match with money or prosperity. Your beliefs are very in a negative place, and you're not in alignment with the outcome that you want, and that's not why you're not getting it. It's a very simple statement. So we would encourage you to pay attention to the material, listen to the material, look at it for yourself, your belief system, analyze your own belief system, analyze your thoughts about money, analyze your thoughts. Beliefs are nothing more than thoughts that you continue to think, right? If you have a constant thought about a subject, that becomes your belief on a subject. So look at your thoughts, especially those dominant thoughts on a particular subject, such as money. What comes up when you use the word money? And you could have some really positive thoughts. Money is freedom, right? But then again, if you go a little bit deeper and deeper into your own psyche, you'll find that you have, perhaps, we're not saying everybody does, some people have a great attitude about money. You will find attitudes about money, beliefs about money, that actually are keeping that vibration about money at a low level. So it's very difficult to manifest the vast sums of money that you want, or prosperity, whatever word you want to use there. So let him get into the article. Now, one thing the article doesn't talk about, we're going to bring up, maybe we'll bring it up now, and then George can amplify it a little bit more and when he discusses it, is that there are beliefs that come from a past life. There are residues of past lives that you bring forward with you. You do it on purpose, and you do it on purpose as a challenge to deal with something from a past life and to put something behind you from a past life. And when you face a similar issue in your current lifetime, by conquering that situation, by rectifying whatever happened in a past life, that allows that past life issue to drift away, to go away. So you will carry things forward from a past life. And those issues, when you learn about them, and you learn about how that you've amplified them in this lifetime from the belief systems that you've received from family members, teachers, associates, anything in your life as a child, it just, the past life memories that you carry deeply within you, in your higher soul self, will actually affect your relationship with money or something else. So when you're asking for guidance on prosperity and how to get through and manifest more prosperity, you may want to approach that also. Are there any past life issues that I'm carrying forward that I need to deal with in this lifetime that relate to money, prosperity, love? And once you can deal with those, and you're here to deal with those, and you now have the tools to deal with those, you can put those behind you and move forward and get to exactly where you want to be in whatever situation you want to be in. So we'll leave you with that. So think about that. Give it some thought. And if you're interested in us helping you to get through that, we will do that. We'll help you to go to a past life where you can address and leave behind that particular issue so it's not carried forward. You don't have to address all your lifetimes. You don't have to address all your lifetimes. You don't have to go back through 100 different lifetimes and 100 different situations and to deal with that particular issue. Because from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime, you carry a very similar issue forward. And you haven't dealt with it. And this is the time in this lifetime now to deal with that issue and let it go. And that erases all of those lifetimes, that issue that relates to all of those lifetimes. So if you can get to the most current lifetime where you re-experience that particular issue that limits you from getting the belief, let's use the word belief there, the belief that gets you, keeps you from getting prosperity, then you erase it. And it erases it all in all those past lives, and you let it go. So you don't have to go to every past life. No. Just finding, going to the most current lifetime where you didn't deal with that particular thought pattern, belief system, and then deal with it. You erase it. It just washes the rest of them clean. So we'll leave you with that. Think about that. Think about getting some help to do that. George can help you. We would love to help him help you. We love to him to do it this way, through channeling, so that he can be guided by us to get a better, or let's say a more thorough approach to your past lives, because we understand more about you, much more about you than any human. Really, seriously, more than any other human. So we'll let it go. We'll let us go and enjoy your day. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. That's an interesting thought. I had never thought of that. Spirit made that point about past lives, that we carry forward issues from past lives relating to certain things, prosperity, money, relationships, whatever it might be, right? So how do we cope with it, right? And once we let it go in the last lifetime where that was an issue, we've kind of erased the whole thing. The slate is now clean. So I'm going to get into the article. I have a couple other articles on related to the same subject. Some of it I covered the other day, or part of it, but this one is brand new for me and for you. I hopefully, maybe not, maybe you've read it. The article is Shelley Bouillard, Why Your Past is the Key to Manifesting Money, and it's from mindbodygreen.com. And the article is from, you know, if you want to look up, I think you could probably find her on this if you're interested in reading this yourself. But I did post it to Facebook if you're interested in reading it there for yourself. Okay, so we're ready. Okay, let's get into the article, and then if I take any calls, and I'll check back while I'm doing this to see if anybody wants to call. Now, as we go through this, when it uses the word money, you can attach the word prosperity to that, and you can identify whatever prosperity, form of prosperity is of concern to you. Okay, so I'm going to go through her material. I'm going to comment, let Spirit comment to some of it as we go through. Okay. We create our realities from the inside out. This means your predominant thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, often referred to as vibrations, create your experiences in the outside world. Yes. And I think that was an interesting point that she used the word vibrations. You know, the higher the vibrations, the closer to the divine vibration, as I call it, in spirit, well, Spirit calls it, being in that magnetic field of source energy. And if you're connected to source energy, that your vibration is so high that it influences every aspect of your life. Because of this, your beliefs about money create your reality with money. Oh, again, you could say the word prosperity, but I'll just continue to use the word money as they bring it up, and then you can fill in the blank there to whatever you think it should be. I'm not going to address your question because it doesn't really relate to our topic. I'll have to get back to you on that. I don't have an answer. Let me get back to the topic. It is crucial you understand your past precisely so that you can move beyond the limiting beliefs that are blocking you from wealth. Okay? From there, you create the possibility to form new beliefs. So it's your belief system. And well, let's keep going through here. New beliefs that will free you from these blockages and attract abundance into your life. Now, as Spirit was saying, some of those are from past lives. Those beliefs are carried forward. And you kind of go, where did that belief? My parents didn't believe that. I've never really had that kind of belief in my life before. Well, it could be from a past life. Could be. So that's, you need to address that too to figure out where it came from. And you can do that on your own in meditation. You would just ask that question. Just meditate on it. Where did my beliefs about money come from? And you can sense, and you can write it down even. Okay, moving forward, to give you a full picture of what's going on, I'll start at the beginning. When you were born, you were basically a blank slate. And I disagree. No, not quite. But for let's just keep going. Think about it. Newborn babies don't have belief systems. They don't think twice about skin color, religion, politics, or money. See, now we're a little bit of a disagreement here because they believe that from your past life. Now, they're even proving genetically that you're carrying information in your genetic structure, in your DNA, from your grandparents. So you are carrying certain things forward, not just the physical traits, but actually belief systems from your grandparents through your DNA, believe it or not. So I would say that, okay, where's a slight difference here? But that's okay. Let's just keep going. This is really good material. You were born into a family that did have belief systems. Then you probably went to school, made friends, or generally surrounded yourself with people who expressed their ideas throughout your development. During these crucial years, you formed your own belief systems. And anyone who's been alive for a significant amount of time has developed their own thoughts and feelings about the world works. Now, I'm going to stop you there. I'm not trying to totally contradict the article, but I want to interject some thoughts. Generally, that belief system that you've structured into your life is usually before the age of 11. Before the age of 11, you are an open vessel to receive beliefs. You're not filtering. You're not filtering the beliefs that you're hearing. If your parents are telling you certain things, you just buy into it, take it, and that's part of your belief system. And you compound it from all the teachers, whoever it is. If you continue to hear something over and over again, so if somebody in a significance in your life, okay, that becomes your belief. You can't, there's no such thing as critical thinking where you can go, no, I don't think so. So as you get older, critical thinking comes into place where you can identify your beliefs and go, nah, I don't want that belief. But you've ingrained it deeply in you, and there's that need of now changing it some other way. Since money is a significant part of life, your family probably had their own ingrained beliefs about money that you were exposed to early on. And it's likely their beliefs didn't make you feel particularly empowered about money. That's a good question. You think back to your family. If your family is still around, you might want to ask them, what is your belief about money? And what was your belief about money when I was young? See what kind of answer you get. In general, money is a subject that most people feel a ton of fear about. An interesting thought, money, fear. Well, money is supposed to be freedom, but money is fear. Interesting, right? Many of us constantly feel that we're living in a state of lack, scarcity, powerlessness, and anxiety when it comes to money. Do you? Do most of us? Good question, right? Maybe it's because we grew up in a household infused with fear about money. But whether the details of your family's belief system were, it is pretty common to become infused with fear about money early in life. Yes, so look at your life, your early childhood. What was their attitude about money? How did they think about money? I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. I'm going to see if anybody wants to talk to me, and I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. I'm going to jump into the meat of this article and the points about actually changing your beliefs. Now, you can read the rest of it on your own if you want. So let's go through her steps. Examine the core fears your family had about money. Here are some of the primary questions to ask yourself. Now, it would be helpful at this point maybe to work with a therapist or a hypnotherapist or a regression therapist, somebody that can guide you through these questions and get you into a subconscious state to deal with these questions. But you can do it. If you do it in meditation, is the best place. Okay? what, and one way of doing it, the Spirit keeps showing me this, is in quiet meditation, get a piece of paper, a tablet, something to write on, a pen, ask the questions and sit and quietly listen for the first answer you get. Now, you might want to repeat the question a few times to validate that that was the answer, that's your belief, but you could do that. But you need to be in this quiet meditative state to do that. So here's the questions. What did you witness in your household in regard to money? What are your memories about that? What are your memories? And I would add here, how do you feel about those memories? What is the feeling about the memory? Did it feel good? Did it feel bad? Okay, what things did your parents say about money and wealth? If you could remember back, if you can ask them still, what things did your parents say about money and wealth? I could go through a whole litany of what I heard about money and wealth and people who had money, but we're not personalizing this. How did your parents feel about money? Were they always scrambling for it? They always felt they're a little bit short every month of what they needed. Money became an issue for them. It always was an issue for them. Did they feel that rich people are conniving swindlers and the reason they have money is because they take advantage of, you know, your family or people like your family? What was their parents' feeling about money? It's so hard to make. You have to work really long hours. You have to struggle. It's a challenge. What were their feelings? By answering these three questions above, you will uncover some of the limiting beliefs and other vibes your family held about money. This simple exercise will expose your own baseline vibration when it comes to money. What is the key to moving into a new and the key to moving into a new reality? I would say if you're going to do that, work with somebody on that and let them ask you the questions in your subconscious mind so that that can come forward so you can better identify with it. Because perhaps you've blocked the answers at a conscious level. You've blocked it. Okay, so I just hit something on my phone and it went crazy. I'm on my computer, I mean. Number two, reflect on how you think, feel, and act in a similar way as your family. Now that you've discovered some of the fearful, otherwise negative beliefs that you were exposed to, it's time for you to examine how you're currently living as if these beliefs are true. There's really an interesting commercial, and I forgot who it's for, but it's a group of, let's say, people in their 40s sitting around talking and regurgitating what their parents' beliefs were on certain things, and basically don't be like your parents. So how are you channeling your parents about money, right? So let's go on with the article, and it's going to talk a little bit more about that. For example, did you often hear your parents say things like, honey, we can't afford that? If so, do you find yourself saying similar things today? Oh, we can't afford that. Was your family resentful of wealthy people? Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, did that. What do they think about wealthy people? And anybody that's in your peer, in your group that had an influence, it could even be teachers, in elementary school. It could be your friends, right? Your friends that you're growing up with. They're regurgitating their parents' beliefs about money, and you're listening to them, and so you're picking up these beliefs secondhand, like secondhand smoke from somebody else, right? Was your family resentful of wealthy people? Really? Convincing you that money was bad. Interesting, right? If so, think about that attitude has made you feel about wealth and money today. Or perhaps your parents fought about money, instilling a fear that money can cause problems in relationships. Think about that. Did your family argue about money? Ooh, what an influence that would have, right? By uncovering how you're playing out your old beliefs in your life today, you will bring awareness to your current thoughts and your feelings about money. Deepening and specifying this awareness is the next step to changing your reality. There's a lot of examination there. and a lot of examination about the language about money, the thoughts about money as you were growing up. And I don't want to leave you with this whole thing of, well, you're stuck. You're stuck with this. How much time do I have left? And if I don't have time, we will get into, at least tomorrow, we'll get more into this, and we'll get more into, I have a caller, so I'll take the caller, but more about overcoming the beliefs. Once you've identified them, and sometimes identifying them really helps you to get to that place, because as in the law of attraction material, you learn contrast. Well, I don't want that. I want to change that. I don't want that belief. I'm going to change it now. Then you focus on the new belief, right? You become fixated on the new belief. And you overwrite over time the old belief. I'll take a caller, and hopefully we're on the same theme today. We're talking about money, prosperity, all that sort of thing. So 484, I wonder what's going on. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. And whom am I speaking to?
My name is Tonetta.
Tonetta, what's going on today, Tonetta? Did you have a good Halloween? Did you do anything? Did you celebrate at all?
No, I didn't. I did not do anything for Halloween. Nope.
Okay. Well, that's fine. A lot of people don't. They just find it burdensome is a good word for it. So what's going on? What's going on today?
Well, I'm having a conflict here for 4 months now. It's been really bothering me. My best girlfriend decided to have a falling out with me 4 months ago. I haven't heard nothing from her. She blocked me on everything.
Okay, so let me stop you right here, and I don't wanna go down too far down this rabbit hole. The show's about money and prosperity and manifesting money or prosperity, and there are reasons why we're not manifesting money. So this is not a money related issue or prosperity related issue, is it?
No.
And what I would say to you and what I get for you, real quick, because I want to get back on theme here, it's about you need a third party to mediate. You need to mediate this. And that's the words I get from spirit, to mediate this. So you need a third party to help you, somebody that you both would trust to help you mediate this. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay? Be well. Enjoy
yes.
it. You'll get it done. You just have to, one-on-one doesn't feel good, but having somebody to mediate who you both would trust might help a whole lot in this whole process. Okay?
Okay.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Not to be critical of callers, but I always wonder, we're on the theme of money. We're on the theme of prosperity, and people come in and call in. Okay, never mind. That's just my little thing about where did they get off on, where did they hear that the show was about something other than this particular topic. Okay, so we're back to money. So I did get it into the article a little bit further, and I wasn't trying to be rude to the lady, but I'm on a theme, and I want to stay with the theme. So if you have issues or something about you want spirit to comment about your financial situation or prosperity in your life or some guidance on your particular situation as to it, okay, please call in on that. Ask yourself, this is step three, ask yourself, is it possible that another reality exists? Okay, you've heard these beliefs from your family and your friends and your teachers and maybe even the clergymen in your life, right? You know, early, it's kind of funny, you go to church and even at a young age and they come off the wall with all of this stuff about money is the root of all sorts of injurious things or evil and money is this and money is that. And if you're an eight-year-old child, you hear this in church or even in Sunday school, if that's what you're inclined to go to, or any kind of religious teaching that talks about money in a negative way, that becomes part of your belief system because this is an authority figure. This is somebody you're supposed to respect and look up to, and they're telling you money is not a good thing. So that's another area that I just kind of popped in. I thought, yeah, you need to address those also. And that can be an area where this can come from is church, religion, right? Okay, so The truth is infinite possibilities exist. You don't have to relate to money the same way your parents did. You can choose differently. Ah, isn't that kind of nice to know that you don't have to live your whole life believing something and having a belief system that keeps you from what you really, really think you want, which is prosperity? Now you'll recognize these fears when they arise, right? Okay, you know what the fear is. You've heard it. You've identified it. This can feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, as she says here, it's a good thing because you can catch yourself playing out old patterns. You can make a choice to act and think differently. You do this by asking yourself, is it possible that other options exist? That's pretty much like the contrast thing from the law of attraction. What is the other end of the stick? One end of the stick is beliefs that limit you from getting money. But on the other end of the stick, there's beliefs that will bring prosperity and money into your life, right? You do have the negative, the low energy vibration about money, but then you have the high vibrational energy about money. And as we've been talking about, as you work on staying at the end of the stick with the high vibrational attitude about money, or an attitude about money that lacks fear but has a real, well, a joyous attitude about money. It's in money. I love money. Just the love of money, right? The more you stay at that end of the stick, the more you override those old beliefs. So let me finish get back into the article, okay? Is it possible for me not to feel scarcity in this situation? It's a question you can ask yourself. I would love to feel prosperous in this situation. I'm turning it around to more of a positive statement, and I'll go through her statements and I'll rewrite them a little bit. Is it possible for me to trust that I have enough money? And I would rewrite that to say that I am trusting that I have enough money, and I believe I don't need to be anxious right now, or I don't need to be anxious, but I don't like the negative. So you would change that to a little bit more of a positive belief about money. I can feel really good about money right now. I believe I can feel really good about money right now. Now, that may feel a little fuzzy at first, but the more you use that term, the more you go into the I am feeling really good about money, I'm really trusting that there will be enough money in my life. You change the dynamics. You change the belief system. And you might want to say, the next question is good. Is it possible this is a limiting belief? If something comes up in your thought patterns and money, my first thing you want to say is, I think that's a limiting belief, and I want to change it. I want to get away from that end of the stick and go into the new and other end of the stick, which has a really positive attitude about money and a belief about money. Okay, so we're running out of time. And number four is about reinforcing your new belief system. So whatever your belief system that you're creating, your new thoughts that you're creating about money, and which is the opposite end of the stick from your old belief system about money or prosperity, that you reinforce it. You meditate on it. You create a mantra. Doesn't say that here, but I'll let Spirit just comment on that instead of going through the article. But it's about letting yourself being immersed in a new belief system. Creating a mantra. I created a mantra, and I use it with my chakras, and I go to my base chakra, and I focus on in meditation, focusing my energy on my base chakras, saying that I am prosperous. I am prosperous. Or I am abundant. Or you can even go, I am abundant with money. Also, I say that I am safe and secure from any inside and outside dangers. But it's a sense of security. And I use the base chakra because that's the area of your chakras that's about security. Okay? My next chakra, the abdomen chakra, the second chakra, I always talk about I am I am co-creating with the universe. But I'll leave it there. We're running out of time. We'll get back into more about money and prosperity tomorrow, creating more of it. Love you guys. Bye.